and they might dam up an area, a basin, or where a low spot was, and put a dam at one end.
And
so the spring runoff would collect in that, and they call it their pond.
I see. Okay. And what would you call a ditch along an upgraded road, either in the middle, you know, like between the freeways or on the side?
I know what you mean, but I don't know of any special word for it.
Have you ever heard anything like bar or pit or anything like that?
The bar pit.
That's what they call it?
And that's what we call it at the sides of the road, anyhow. But the ditch between two roads, I don't know just what. But I think the bar pit's what you're after.
Okay.
Bar pit.
And any types of poor soil or productive soil around here? Can you tell me about it?
And we have some, the poor soil is gumbo. And I think the expression we use would be rich farmland.
And that thing that's made of cement along the side of the road that you walk along?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And what's a boulevard to your mind? What would that be?
Well, the boulevard we have here is on the little bluff that's above the river. It goes along toward the hospital.
I see. So would it have any reference to width or anything like that? Or?
No, just... Okay. I do think that there is a difference, but this is what we call it.
I see. Now, maybe you could tell me, just list a couple of types of paved and unpaved roads.
Dirt, gravel. And the difference of a dirt and a gravel road, the gravel they haul gravel on, and there's not so much dust, and you don't get stuck quite so easily on it when it's wet.
And
then our paved road with a blacktop on it.
Okay. And what about the term Badlands?
The Badlands is a lot of breaks in the ground, and it's, they're too close together for you to do anything but look at it or graze some cattle on it.
And does the term High Plains mean anything to you?
High Plains? I always think of them as, being as I live near the mountains, as flat land that you can graze cattle and livestock on in the mountains.
There we go.
Try to get the noise of that off.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what is that thing called where a roadway passes in the mountains? They usually choose a lower area now where they would send the road through.
Passes through the mountains with a tunnel?
Or, no. They choose a spot where it, where the, between the mountains.
Oh, between the mountains. The valley.
All right, okay. Would you ever use pass or notch or gap?
Yeah, they call them the passes. And
okay.
Devil's gap is another word that they've used on one area that
here.
I know of. It's gap, devil's gap.
Okay. What's the difference between them? No. I mentioned mountain. What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Mountains are much higher and also usually have trees and growth on them, and a lot of hills may just have sagebrush.
Okay. What about the word draw?
A draw is an area between two hills.
Okay. And a canyon? Do you use that word?
A canyon is much deeper and been caused by Mother Nature with water.
And are there any other terms that are synonymous with canyon?
Offhand, I can't think of any.
Okay, maybe you can tell me a little about waterfalls or white water.
White water is where the water is running very swift and perhaps is rocky too, causing the water to jump. Waterfalls, as if where they drop, have a big drop.
Okay. Are there any other terms you might use for white water? Where it's really choppy?
I think there is, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay.